Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I'm really sad to hear in the news just now with Ian Ozan that 60 Idol pop star, teen idol Bobby Sherman had passed away. Yeah, Bobby Sherman was an actor. He was in that show, Here Come the Brides, and I think it was set in Seattle, and it was about a bunch of guys, and they needed women, and they brought in women. I don't think I ever saw a full episode, but I kind of knew a little bit about what it was about. But I'm sad to hear that he passed away. You know, we talked recently on the show about how he was in a hospice and was just very, very ill, and I was sad to hear that. And now Bobby Sherman has passed away. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us this afternoon on WWL. A lot to talk about. I love this article on our website, which is WWL.com. Don't expect Cantrell to do much in the last 200 days of her reign. I mean, do you kind of laugh at that? Don't expect her to do much in the last 200 days. I mean, what has she done for us recently? Travel? She didn't travel for us. She traveled for her. She doesn't come back and tell us how it benefits the city of New Orleans. She doesn't come back and tell us how her traveling helps us. I mean, this is a woman that is infected with an entitlement mentality and an arrogant mentality. And, you know, she lost that lawsuit. You know, that woman took a picture of her. She was sitting on the balcony of a restaurant in the French Quarter with her booty guard. And she got busted. I mean, they're drinking wine. And so Cantrell got busted. And he got busted for being with her in that situation. And Cantrell was so pissed that she sued the woman who took the picture, claimed that she was being stalked. Mayor Cantrell lost. In fact, she even has to pay the attorney's fees, if I'm not mistaken, of the woman that she sued. So good for her. Good for the mayor. You got to pay for that because that was a stupid, stupid lawsuit. You go out on the balcony and have drinks with your booty guard. Somebody takes a picture of you. And you think you're being stalked? This is a really mean, ugly, ugly, ugly person in terms of her personality, in terms of her demeanor and how she's taken advantage of the city. It's really sad. But I don't think that's going to happen again for a long damn time. Because Mayor Cantrell taught the voters of this city a lot. She taught them a lot. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I don't think history is going to be kind to her name, nor should it be. All right, so President Trump dropped the F-bomb. He was, talking to reporters. I think he was on his way to the helicopter. And he's in Europe now. He was talking about Israel and Iran, very, very upset. You know, he was really pissed off because Israel and Iran... You know, the president announces this big ceasefire. There's a ceasefire now. And, you know, did this result from the bombing of Iran? Maybe so. I mean, maybe it did. And if it did, good. Because, as I've said, we don't really know the full effect of this yet, but we will in time. You know, also, I'm going to get back to that about Trump and the F-bomb. But wasn't it really interesting when you learned that Iran alerted the president and alerted the United States that they were going to fire these rockets at U.S. bases? Because Iran had to save face with its own people. And so they said, well, we're going to fire these at your base because we need the publicity with our people. So we need to look like we're retaliating, but we're letting you know, and we know that the Qatar and these other countries have the ability, the U.S. has the ability to shoot these missiles out of the sky. So we alerted them. I mean, they alerted us. They alerted us, and we shot them out of the sky, and there were no deaths or no injuries, which was, you know, great news. But wasn't it a little weird that Iran alerted us? I mean, how often does that happen? So this whole thing seems a little bit suspicious to me. So getting back to the F-bomb, so, you know, Trump was really upset, and he's more upset with Israel than Iran. And he said that Israel and Iran have been going at it and then been fighting for so long that they don't know what the F they're doing. And I know it's not appropriate for the president to say this. I'm simply saying, in my opinion, I didn't think that was a big deal. I mean, he's human. It happened. If he would have said that in a more formal setting, in a more formal speech, if he would have said that at a formal press conference, you know, I would have thought that was totally inappropriate. But for some reason, it didn't really bother me. But I understand why some of you are upset. And I certainly understand the argument that no president should, you know, drop the F-bomb in public. I mean, I get that. But again, in this situation, it really didn't bother me that much. So we can talk about that. And we're also, you know, still waiting to see exactly what's going to happen after we bomb Iran. What's going to happen? I mean, what is next? And is Iran going to come to the bargaining table and negotiate? And can we trust that? And how long is this ceasefire going to last? And are both of these countries going to honor it? You know, Iran for a long time has been living under the mantra of, you know, death to Americans. They want me, they want you dead. They want to kill us. I think they're jealous because we have fun. But for whatever the reason, they hate us. We're infidels. You know, we're the bad people. And they base it on their religion. Now, it's really interesting, and I don't know all the details of this, but there are people who are using the Bible to support the bombing of Iran because they believe that this is going to bring about the rapture, the second coming of Christ, that these are the things that are lining up to bring about the rapture. And as I said yesterday, I mean, why are these people in such a hurry to leave? You know, all these people are going to get wrapped up in the rapture and they're going to get all pulled up. And I mean, I guess you see God, right? That's the thing. But, you know, to me, that's really no different from the militant Muslims saying, you know, if you die a martyr, there are 72 virgins waiting for you. Where did they get the number 72? I don't know. 70, you think that would be enough. But no, it's apparently 72. But this idea of wanting to die to fulfill prophecy, you know, I mean, look, you know, God gave us the ability to enjoy the life that he blessed us with. Let's just live this life and have fun and don't bring about the rapture. But there are people who are following the Bible and feel like this is prophecy and this is setting up the rapture and setting up the second coming of Christ. I don't believe that. I don't. And this is not the first time this has happened. There was talk about this years ago when Israel was involved in something with somebody. And there was talk about, well, Israel has to do this for this to happen. And then this is the second coming. So this is not the first time this has happened. When it was talked about before, it didn't happen. I don't think it's going to happen now. So if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, Mark is in Metairie. Hey, Mark, welcome to WWL.
Carson's got a phone.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, this is Mark. What's going on, man? Shane Dead Mike.
I'm sorry.
Shane Show. I'll give you a big hug. Multiple places.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I met you Saturday night at 80s night at with Shane Love, the DJ, fun. Was there at Moe's Chalet. You know, usually there are even older people than me at Moe's Chalet.
Nice.
But that night it was 80s night. It was fun.
Did you go to Moe's Casino?
No, I didn't. I stayed away from most casino.
That's funny. Why didn't Ian come, man? Ian. What's up?
I guess my invitation got lost in the mail, huh, Scoot? Well,
yeah.
I don't. If only he had an opportunity to, I don't know, talk to me for 15 hours
a
week.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it's, it got lost like all the invitations that I didn't get going to Ian's parties.
Well,
I don't get invitations to that either.
Shane Love played at my wedding reception.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure did.
I would have been happy to tell you about 80s night. It kind of came up at the last minute, but I will let you know next time there's an 80s night. And I'll tell you what, I want to go to, hang on, Mark. I'm having a conversation with Ian, but hang on. there's another emo night coming up.
Oh, you told me about
it
that.
It might be Friday. Emo night at the Republic. It might be this weekend.
Might
I got to let
week.
You know.
Nah, we'll
I went to emo night there. I loved it. I just thought it was just awesome.
You're cooler than the other side of the pillow.
I don't know. I just thought it was great. All right, Mark. So back to you. Yeah, it was nice. Nice talking to you. I'm glad you said hi. And I appreciate you listening to the show.
And I have to say that you're dressed at a 9. You had your Creed on. You're smelling good, looking good. You had a good vibe, and you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you got a good whiff of me.
It was all good.
All right, Mark. I appreciate that, man. And thanks for listening to the show. All right. Let's get to a couple of text messages.
Great.
And then coming up, I want to talk about, she speaks for President Trump. And Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, said that President Trump invented the phrase peace through strength. That's not true. And we'll set the record straight on that in just a few minutes.
Here's the text that says, Musk exposes Trump in the Epstein files. He gets humiliated by the absolutely miserable military birthday party. 5 million Americans protest against him, and boom, he changes the narrative by bombing Iran. How convenient.
Well, there are presidents who appear to have made decisions based on their drooping popularity. And the one thing that leaders need really to be revered leaders is they need an enemy. And ordering a bombing of a country that has nuclear intentions, how far along they were, that's being debated right now. Did we have to do that now? Well, some people are saying we didn't have to do it now, but we did it now. Others are saying we had to do it now. It is not unprecedented for a president to bomb a country or to create an enemy to distract from other things that are going on that are not so good. And right now, President Trump's approval rating is down. His approval rating, even on immigration, is down. And his military parade was a total, total bust. The protests against him and the military parade were huge. And the attendance at the military parade was a total bust. So the president is wounded right now, emotionally and in the polls, and he's trying to do things to improve his image. Did he do this to improve his image? We don't know yet, but time will tell.
I've stopped thinking about it like it's an administration, like it's a White House, like it's a political entity. It's a television show.
Yeah.
It's only about the appearance. You got to keep people watching. Which is, I think, in part why they keep saying, Tulsi Gabbard is wrong. The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is wrong when she says that Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon and they're not ready to get one. The head of the Social Security Administration is wrong when they say it's nonsense that 40% of their phone calls are fraudulent. They've got to keep everybody on a script. And that's perhaps why there's, what, like 24 Fox News producers and or personalities working in this administration. It's a TV show. And
yeah,
we should start really thinking about it.
No, I think you're right about that. And the other thing is, if Tulsi Gabbard and all these people are so wrong, why the hell did he put him in a position of authority? I mean, obviously, they don't know what they're talking about. And so Donald Trump appointed all of these people. He doesn't even respect their opinions, even though he appointed them to be the experts in that field. But he doesn't respect their opinions.
The head of the, like, counterterrorism division, I think at DOJ, is a 22-year-old grocery bag boy. I kid you negative. The people that we have in charge of national security right now is an absolute abomination.
But
God help us that nothing terrible happens in the next 4 years.
But I don't know if we need that. Because President Trump himself, Donald Trump, has so much experience in the military that I don't think he needs other experts. He's got so much personal experience in the military that I think we can just go on his hunches. Because he's got the knowledge. He knows. Like he invented the phrase peace through strength. We'll set the record straight on that coming up.
We've also talking today about how Trump dropped the F-bomb in the pool spray heading into the helicopter there. Here's a text that says, Winston Churchill just called. He says, all we have to fear is effing fear itself. Obama said, we're not the red states or the blue states. We're the effing United States. Arnold Schwarzenegger just called, said, let's get to the effing chopper. This is getting some good text here right now.
I love now. It. Look, I'm going to say it again. I love this audience. If you are part of this audience, man, you deserve credit. I love this audience. I've had a lot of audiences throughout my career. This is among the best I've ever had. So I love you guys. And you're creative and you're just, again, if you're part of this audience, you are part of a great, great audience.
I'll go ahead and just leave you with this one. This is from Johnny in Metairie. Johnny, thank you so much for this. Johnny says, hey, I heard that Trump is building a golf course in Iran. The first three holes are done already.
That is epic. That's awesome.
So good.
All right. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, I love those of you who join us while you're working. And every afternoon, we want to pay tribute to you. No matter where you are, if you're in your car, if you're in a cubicle, if you're in an office, if you're at home, wherever you are, thank you for being with us while you're working. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with more. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
70. Yeah, living in America. Loving it. You know, we're far from perfect. We got our problems, but one of the reasons that there are other religions that hate us is because they hate that we have fun. I mean, they think we're all sinners. I mean, we are. But we don't necessarily have fun through sinning. I mean, you can have fun and not sin. And I think they really I think they're really jealous of that. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, Carolyn Leavitt, the president's press secretary, was on Fox and Friends, and she said that the president, Donald Trump, invented the phrase peace through strength, meaning that sometimes you have to go to war to get peace. Think about where we would be had we not gone to war at the moment we went to war in World War II. Think about where we would be today. So all of those horrible things had to happen and people had to die to protect who we are. That's an example of peace through strength. And so we did that. And I understand that concept. I mean, it would be nice if that weren't the case, but sometimes it's the threat of what you can do that encourages somebody to negotiate with you. If they think you got nothing, they're not going to negotiate. They're just going to do what they want to do. So this conversation came up on Fox and Friends, and Carolyn Leavitt, who is probably, and she's smart too, I'm not talking about intelligence, but she's probably the most attractive press secretary that we've had that I can think of. So I'll give Trump credit for that. But peace through strength was not invented by Donald Trump. And so here's the problem. She lied about that. So when she says something else, should we believe her? No, not necessarily, because she lied. And why lie about things that are so easily proven wrong? Now, maybe she's young and naive, and maybe she's oblivious, and maybe she doesn't know. And maybe Trump told her, go on there, because that's what Trump does. He'll tell his people, go on Fox News and say, I invented peace through strength. Maybe she just didn't invent this out of her brain. Maybe she was told to do it. But the phrase peace through strength first appeared in the official Republican Party platform in 1980. It was part of the Republican platform for decades following that. 1980 is the campaign year when Ronald Reagan ran against Jimmy Carter. So it's so easy to correct this and challenge this false claim that this is the kind of stuff that Trump doesn't understand. He just lies and doesn't understand that it's so easy to prove that he lied. And so when he says something, do you believe him? That's the problem. I mean, there's a trust factor with this president. When he says, yes, we did the job, I hope he's right. But we don't know for sure. So peace through strength was part of the official Republican platform in 1980 and decades after that. President Ronald Reagan also used it during the 1980 campaign against Jimmy Carter, used it often. That was his fundamental element of his foreign policy, that it would be peace through strength, and that sometimes the military would have to be used strength in order to encourage and bring about peace. Ronald Reagan also used it in a speech in February of 1986. So it's there. It's been used. And I think it may have even been used before that. So, I mean, in fact, look, I'm looking at this right now. Reagan said he was inspired by Barry Goldwater, who campaigned in 1964. Goldwater and the Republican Party ran many campaign ads that said peace through strength. In fact, George Washington had that in his 1793 State of the Union address. So with all of this history of peace through strength, how can Trump, and believe me, Caroline Leavitt didn't come up with this on her own. How can Trump claim that he invented this phrase? I mean, this is what I mean when I say that he's not, in a lot of ways, he's not well-rounded. And he's such an arrogant individual that he thinks that just because he says it, it's true. And just because he says it, nobody's gonna check up on it. Well, this is why we have a lot of distrust for the President of the United States because of this. I mean, what's the spin on this? His spokesperson said he invented peace through strength. And I just explained to you that it goes back to George Washington. If you would like to join us with a comment, the Okunhard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, Ian's got a few text messages.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, they all lie. They all say things that they are. No, it's not true. It's the politician's way.
I agree with that. But it has never been so frequent, it has never been so obvious as it is with Donald Trump. You know, somebody will say something that's not true, and you find out later that, okay, that was wrong. But it has never been this frequent. This is not the first president that I've talked about. This is not my first rodeo. I've been doing this for a very, very long time, and I pay attention to what I talk about. And I just remember years ago talking about things and talking about presidents, and nothing was ever like this before.
There's a huge difference between read my lips, no new taxes. I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Those three lies even really aren't the same thing, but you can kind of put those in category A. And in column B, you've got, you know, I invented the phrase peace through strength. I had the biggest inauguration crowd ever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these aren't things that can be like misinterpreted or are true on Monday and then something changes and they're found out to be false on Wednesday.
Right.
These are just fire and forget lies. He just shoots them out, lets it suck up all the oxygen in the newsroom space for a couple days, and then he shoots out another one. And meanwhile, you know, he's made $4 billion in crypto or whatever. It's the television show.
It's fundamental to his presidency. Yeah. Just saying things that he wants them to be true. He wants you to think these things are true. And the problem is so many people are caught up in this conservative media echo chamber that it's the conservative echo chamber that is echoing these very same things over and over and over again. And so then you turn on this show and you hear something different and you think we're the ones who are lying. No, they're the ones who are lying. They're lying to you. And you should be mad at them for that. You should be mad as hell that they're lying to you and trying to convince you that they're right. And then you go around like an idiot saying that President Trump invented peace with strength, or you believe in that and maybe it comes out somewhere else. And you're the one who looks like an idiot. So, you know, just be cautious if you're caught in this conservative echo chamber. Man, it's time for you to get out of there.
The most eager allies of the professional liars are the very people to whom they have been lying. It's so much more painful to admit that you've been a chump all along and that the dirty mainstream media has been right all along, rather than just to shrug off the old lies and start repeating the new ones. It's so much easier to tell yourself that even if you've been lied to all along, the other side is so much worse that it doesn't matter. That is a psychosis.
Yeah.
That is a pathology. You cannot live your life that way. You will, and not because it matters to me, but it makes you so easy to take advantage of.
Yep.
It makes you so vulnerable to having your pockets picked, your liberty, your future taken away from you, and you're your own cheerleader in that regard.
I mean, we've had people call this show, and I know they're getting the information from the right-wing echo chamber. They call this show with something that they've heard that they believe. And I correct them, and they get mad at me. But what they're calling in with is totally false and has been disproven. And with this particular president, yes, they all lie. But with this particular president, it's to the point where you really can't trust what he says. In fact, there have been times, many times, when I have believed Donald Trump, and I've talked about it on the show, I've had Trump supporters say, because it's something negative, it's something bad, it's something that makes the president look ridiculous, he didn't really mean that. You can't really believe everything he says. That's coming from Trump supporters. You can't always believe what he says. Okay. I mean, what kind of president is that? You know, we should be able to believe the president. And, you know, you have to really lack something mentally if you're going to lie to people, and it's so easy to prove the lie wrong.
They don't want a presidency. They want a TV show.
Yeah. No,
elected a reality TV show star who's running a reality TV show administration, which he has become exceedingly efficient at.
Yeah, and his wealth, some of you, I hope nobody listening to this show is giving him any money, but some people in this country are giving him money. And then he's doing things that are, you know, we're not even sure about all the details, but he's doing things that are increasing his wealth to the point where this is a game to him. It's a game to see how wealthy he can become. And again, we talked about this briefly yesterday, but you know, when you eliminate the gay youth suicide hotline and you announce it during Gay Pride Month, that's a political move. In fact, you can comment on that. I posted that video on Substack, and I would love for you to join me there. Go to substack.com, Scoot on the Air. A lot of cool people are on there, and you're gonna find out a lot of good information. And it's not the same audience that's on Facebook. We don't have on Substack, they don't have the juvenile, misinformed, idiotic trolls. They have been, for the most part, eliminated. Everybody doesn't agree on Substack, and that's cool. That's fine. But there's not the hate that you find on Facebook. I know we got to get to a break here. If you do want to join us this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so you know, I guess it was maybe Friday. No, it couldn't have been Friday because it didn't happen yet. Yesterday, I was talking about how intriguing it was to get the details of the strike package, those B-2 bombers and the escorts that they had, and just the whole mission. The mission was Operation Midnight Hammer. Man, it was hammer time, early Sunday morning, American time, and we bombed Iran. And I was talking about just the mission itself. Well, I was talking about whether or not there was a place for the pilots to sleep. You know, 18 hours there, 18 hours back. The plane is in the air for that amount of time. And I was thinking, do the pilots have a chance to sleep? There's only two pilots. What cockpit? Two pilots. I have the details on that, and I'm going to share that with you coming up next. I'm Scoot, and this is WW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1994. Boy, that was kind of the beginning of the trailing end of the grunge era. Weezer released Undone, the Sweater Song, their first single from their debut album, Weezer, also known as the Blue Album. And Weezer was one of those bands like Green Day. They were grunge, but they weren't like heavy. Wait, okay, you want to argue with me again about whether or not Green Day was grunge?
Yes, we're talking about Weezer.
I'm sorry, but I brought up Green Day.
Green Day was not grunge.
They were part of the grunge era.
The grunge era? I'll grant you that. The grunge movement?
No.
Is it grunge music?
Well, see, this is the point that I'm trying to make.
Please, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Weezer and Green Day were among the bands that were part of the grunge era, but they weren't hard grunge like Alice in Chains and Soundgarden and Nirvana and those bands. That was hard grunge. So Weezer and bands like Weezer and bands like Green Day, they were more of a pop commercialized aspect of what had been derived from grunge. And I mean, this is not anything to suggest that I don't respect Weezer and Green Day, because I do. But, you know, when this song came out, when this was released, Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer, this was a big deal. I remember seeing Weezer at Tipitina's, and it was probably about 1995. And, you know, they were just one of those bands that was part of that whole thing. And they were really, really amazing. Anyway, we'll talk more about that one day. Oh, so, look.
So, I just wanted to tell you.
What?
I wanted to tell everybody. This is a big deal. Blind Melon is playing at the House of Blues on August 16th.
But where's Shannon Hoon?
Well, he's dead.
He's
been dead for some number. He died in the tour bus in the parking lot at Rouse's across from Tipitina's.
Where's Hoon? No Hoon. There's no Hoon.
They got this other guy. They got this.
I don't know.
Come on. I mean, it's not going to be this. Look, well, you don't have the same sort of emotional hang-ups about Blind Melon that I do. I'm excited to see Blind Melon. I think many others will be.
I'm sure you're right. And look, I would go see, I don't know, without Shannon Hoon. I mean, Hoon was the whole thing. The long hair, the skirts, you know, I mean.
Maybe the new guy wears the skirt. I don't know.
He was the Who. They bet, hey, dude, you're going to have to, your hair has to be long and you got to wear a skirt.
I just want to be in the band. I just want to think. Please don't make me wear a skirt.
Okay. All right. I'm sure they're going to be cool. But no Shannon Hoon. I don't know. I might not go. I barely have time to talk about this really important stuff. Yesterday, I was talking about how intrigued I was about like the flight mission.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm just intrigued with planes and all of that. All right. So the B-2 bomber has a stretch of 40 hours. It can go just beyond 40 hours in the air. And so what was this plane? 36 hours in the air?
Yeah,
36 hours in the air. And they cost $2 million each. And so I was just thinking about what the pilots themselves are going through and wondering if they had a place to sleep. Well, in the cockpit, there is a small cot behind the two seats, and pilots can rest there. So there's a retired general, Lieutenant General Steve Basham, and he flew the B-52 for 9 years. And he says that when he was training, they focused on foods that would either slow down or speed up their digestion. There's a single chemical toilet in the cockpit.
Right there in the cockpit.
Right there in the cockpit. And, you know, you would hope that nobody would have to do a big number two, you know, do a number two in the B-2. Yeah.
There's the real bombing run.
Boy, because, you know, I mean, you know, you're on this bombing mission and you've got to be precise. And, you know, you just don't want, hey, where's the Lysol? Light a candle. Hey, Charlie, light a match.
God. Oh, God.
So anyway, well, no, you have to think about that. I would hope that they, you know, that was maybe handled before they left. And anyway, they're very careful about what they eat. This particular pilot would eat turkey sandwiches on wheat with no cheese. And the refueling is done blind because the port for the refueling is 16 feet behind the cockpit in the B-2.
Oh, so they don't even see the refueling.
No, they have to deal with the lights that they see from the tanker, and they have to memorize certain points of entry when it comes to refueling in the air. And he said it's really difficult, that especially at night, it's even more difficult. But he said the adrenaline rush that you get when you enter the country that you're about to bomb is just amazing. So behind the seats, the pilots can take a nap on a small cot, and they eat sunflower seeds in between meals just to keep them alert.
Hell
so
yeah.
There's something going on in their mouth going
that's
all
how
the
time. Yeah, I'd eat sunflower seeds to keep myself from falling asleep while I was driving.
Yeah, on a long trip.
Yeah.
I would eat something like gummy bears or something. I'd have something, I would suck the gummy bears and not chew them. But I just was fascinated by this, you know, a small chemical toilet there, a single toilet, and then a little cot, you know, behind the seats. And, you know, I guess they would both want to take a little rest before they got there.
Yeah.
And then they would want to, you know, take turns resting on the way back. I'm sure there's always somebody at the controls, even though they could put it on autopilot.
Do you think what do you think they listen to up there? I mean, I know you got to probably listen to the CENTCOM or whatever, the people telling you where to go and what to do. But, like,
I don't know.
Put on an audiobook or...
I don't know.
Or a great grunge band like Weezer.
But, I mean, maybe music. That would be really interesting to find out about that.
Flight of the Valkyries.
But also, they would want to really study up on the bombing mission and what they had to do. I know, we got to get to a break.
We're about
here.
To do it again.
All right. I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more here. And, you know, with everything that's going on these days, I mean, with Israel and Iran and the U.S. and everything that's going on, you can't help but wonder who's zooming who. And I just hope that we have all the information that we need, and it's honest stuff. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about Jaws celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. And also, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift and dealing with the rumors of she and Travis Kelce getting married. That's coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.